back to the Nutramedical Report. Then we have Jonathan Gray here. Welcome back, Jonathan.
Thank you, Dr. Bill.
Now, we did an amazing video, and I was really impressed with the set of photos that you put together. How did you get those amazing pictures? Were those the actual originals of the people, or were they, you know, mocked up? Or because that's like what I call the level of quality of a narrated story. Professional. Like you do if you're doing a movie script or something. How did you do that?
Oh, that's a long story, Dr. Bill, but it took me 4 days to put that together.
And where did you get all the photos? Were they the original stock photos from the actual people, or were they ones that they certainly looked like the kind of people described in the story, too?
Yes, some of them are actually originals, and others were fill-ins to suit the facts.
Right. Now, that video, by the way, we simulcast, and at that time when we simulcast, we put it up on live stream, YouTube, and Facebook. We are soon expanding it now. We can do Twitter, to iTunes, and to the Deagle Network, and many other avenues now. So when we do future ones, we'll be able to even expand it more. It immediately uploads it live, so anybody on their iPad, iPhone, around the world can use it. I found out when I looked at my stats that a lot of people are accessing it on their iPhone or iPad, literally no live anywhere in the world, which is really cool. So that's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Oh, that is really wonderful, yes. What technology can do today?
Well, you know, it's the Word of God raining down from heaven, and I don't know if you want to continue in that venue. One of the things that I'd like to start off with is something simple. What Jesus talked about most was heaven, and the second thing he talked about most next was money. Do you have any comments about heaven that can kind of inspire people? Because this story of this girl that was resurrected basically is, again, a story of heaven, where not only her body was resurrected and healed, but also her soul was sent back to be a witness to convert all these Muslim people. And we are at the time of the end. I mean, people need to understand, this is not something we're making up as a story to sell anything. These videos are all free. We're trying to get people convinced that God is with us, and that even though our world is going to hell in a handcart, that God is with us. Even if we're dying of cancer, or we're bankrupt, we're having major problems in our families, that God is with us. What kind of comments can you make about, let's say, in a sense, God gave a portion of heaven to this girl because she believed in him so much, he literally gave her the faith to believe that she could come back from the dead, and she did.
Yes, and our God can do anything. The fact is that every living thing in the universe now owes its living status to the fact that he made it himself.
Right.
Now, that's tremendous power. I mean, everything in the universe made by this God.
Right.
It's impossible for us to fathom. It's just like a pussycat trying to understand how we get around in motor cars and build houses and so on.
Well, I'm going to give a little pieces of my understanding, having been to heaven. And we've talked about this a little bit before, but I mentioned some new level of understanding of something that happened many years ago. Back in 1976, I was with my friend Spencer McLeave, who was a co-medical student. We were in, at that time, third-year medical school. We were going down to the radiology department to look at some CT scans of a gentleman who had a malignant melanoma. And we'd just been working in the operating room assisting Dr. S.T. Norvell, doing some research and helping him, assisting, holding retractors and doing some of the surgery ourselves, believe it or not, as medical students. Because it takes hours and hours and hours to do this kind of surgery, removing lymph nodes and trying to remove tumors. And this gentleman had a baseball size in his head and a football size in his liver, and we figured, well, we're going to go visit his room and see him and kind of do a brief examination to see what he's like physically, because we figured the next day the guy was probably going to expire and we're going to go down to his autopsy. So Spencer and I went to his room, and Spencer got called away in his pager, and I was left there, and he said, no, you stay here. He says, I'm reading my Bible. I said, I'm thinking, okay. Now, I had been attacked by a priest in the vestment room at age 14, so I was a Christian, but I figured that God didn't go to church. Believe it or not, that was my kind of juvenile attitude toward the idea, right? So, but I knew that if I got in trouble, I'd pray to God. So here's this guy, and I started having some pity on him. I said, okay, I'll pray with you. So I said a brief prayer with him. And then all of a sudden, in my mind's eye, I could see his tumors. I don't know why, but I could. I had a clear understanding of the anatomic location and everything. I actually could see it almost like I'm looking three-dimensionally inside him. And I thought, well, this is strange. And I prayed that his tumors were gone. And for some strange reason, in my mind's eye, they disappeared. Now, I just continued, and I felt this kind of strange energy kind of coming down from my shoulder down to my hand and to this man. So I got called away, and I figured, okay, everything's, now I'm going to go back to the room. So I went back to the room, and I saw the lady cleaning the room up, and she had all kinds of little plastic bags outside the door, and she's cleaning up his room. I'm saying, okay, has he gone down to the autopsy? Oh, no, he was discharged home. I said, what? So I checked with Spencer, and Spencer said, oh, no, he went home. He had a spontaneous healing. Now, you don't have spontaneous healing when you got a cancer the size of a baseball in your head and a football in your liver, and you get mets everywhere. I mean, we're talking about mets that even come through his back, through his spinal area. Okay? Like, he was, like, major terminal. It was amazing he was still kind of in a pulse and able to talk to us. So, 6 months later, I finally got it out of him because he was an agnostic, and his boss, Dr. S.T. Norvell, the head surgeon, was definitely an atheist. This guy's a serious atheist. He was a top surgeon, but he was a Texas A&M dyed-in-the-wool atheist. He said, I cannot explain it, why this man had spontaneous remission. And then Spencer said, come over here, Deagle. So we went and had lunch. He says, but the guy kept on saying to us every time he'd visit that when you had your hand on him, on his shoulder, and you're praying with him, that Jesus Christ was standing behind with his hand on your shoulder. And I thought, wow. Now, I never really got it, because over the years, since 1982, which is years later, God gave me this gift of supernatural empathy and discernment. And about a week ago, I was visiting my dental hygienist, and she told me about a little girl, four, that hasn't spoken. She's going to say mama, but that's it, 4 years of age. So her pediatrician sent her off to the radio hospital for genetic screening and organic acids, and trying to figure out why is this little girl not developing. And her doctors and her neurologists were pretty well at loss, so I gave her a free consult and told her what kind of tests need to be done, including beyond the testing by the pediatric geneticists and developmental specialists. And she said, and I told her about my gift, because she's a Christian. And I said, well, you know, I've been using this gift hundreds of thousands of times since 1982, and sometimes people either get spontaneously healed instantly, and other times in steps. And to give an example, I had a young man 2 years ago who had lymphoma, and he said to me, he said, Deagle, I've been praying, and I'm a Christian, and God told me to listen to your show. He said, I'm going to believe, God, that if I take your supplements, he's going to heal me. I said, well, you better go to the Brzezinski Clinic. That'll cost you like a couple $100,000 men to go down to gene-based cancer treatment, because he had stage 4 metastatic lymphoma. I said, you're going to die, man. You better follow my advice. He said, no, God told me if I just take your supplements, I'm going to be fine. He said, oh, okay, take your choice. So he called me a few months ago before Christmas, and he said, Deagle, I feel great. I said, whoa, I thought you were dead a year ago. He said, no. I said, God told me that if I took your supplements, he was going to heal me. I said, well, God didn't let me in on it. So here's the point. The times when I've actually not only discerned where someone's sick, but when they get a spontaneous healing, God gives me a vision that their illness is gone. And I don't just get a little minor image. I get a three-dimensional image, like where their tumor mets are in the specific areas of their bones, or their blocked arteries, whatever happens to be that's wrong, is normal. So God literally has said to me, he brings a portion, when he actually said to that woman that had the issue of blood, and she touched him, and all his disciples said, well, Lord, they're talking about Jesus, all kinds of people are touching you. And he says, yeah, but this woman touched me because she touched his spirit, saying, if I can touch Jesus, she said, then he will bring a portion of the sense of eternity or healing to my body that no one else can do. And he did. He actually knew she touched him on a spiritual level, and he literally visualized not only her illness. So I said to this dental hygienist, I said, why do you have this gift? I said, well, I've never heard of it quite like this before, except maybe the initial apostles. But he said, here's how it goes. I said, when I empathize with people and I pray with them, sometimes I'm not necessarily using my QRMA and other machine, I'm just talking to them. Sometimes in the first or the tenth time, I'll get pieces of visions that'll come through over time. Sometimes a big flash where all of a sudden I'll see everything that's wrong. And she said, well, what do you mean? I said, well, I suffer their blindness, their pain, and their horror of what they're going through, physically and emotionally. Literally, the wall between me and them disappears. This is what Jesus is trying to say, though. You do it to my least and my brothers and sisters. And by the way, it's not just something that Jesus did. Every Christian, this is nascently in every believer, because the portion of us that our soul has fused with the Spirit of the Most High, and we have the authority and the signet ring of God to literally empathize with those of our brothers and sisters and those who are unsaved, to use the gift of healing as a sign gift to say, God can be with you. So the physical gift of healing isn't so, you know, people live forever. It's so they get to know that no matter what's going on in their life or their nation or their finances or whatever, even if they're dying, God is with them. So I realized now, and she said, well, what do you mean? I said, well, if I'm empathizing with someone who's blind, I share for the moments their blindness. I share for moments their pain and their bone from their bone mets. I had a gentleman 2.5 years ago who called me, and he says, Dr. Deagle, I've heard you tell this, and you said that you can discern by just talking. I said, yeah. And I said, well, after I talked for a while, I started having this horrible feeling that came over me, and I could feel blood in my mouth, and I could feel this horrible pain going through to my back, right? And I said, I can see what's wrong with you. And he said, what is it? I said, you've got a pancreatic carcinoma that's already metastasized to your spine, and you need to follow exactly what I say. If you don't do this, you're going to expire very quickly. Now, I don't use this gift just inadvertently once in a while. God directs me to use it, but I've used it since 1982 hundreds of thousands of times. Not hundreds of times, not thousands, but hundreds of thousands. And the few times that God has spontaneously healed has always been God has given me a vision that they are spontaneously healed. Sometimes it's the person themselves where God's already given them a witness, and other times God tells me, visualize that their illness is gone. And I realize when I pray with someone, not everybody can take the 56 things that Dr. Deagle wants to give. Maybe they can afford 4. And the other 52 things has to be God supernaturally intervening. Because it's my desire, my ego, to try to overwhelm people and heal them with my own advanced medical skill sets. So I repent of that. But I want people to understand, whether it's our nation, our world, or the population on earth that are ignorant of the presence of God that replaces all religions, because God's relationship replaces religion, real lies going on. So the healing issue is a sign gift, and it's not something special to me. I'm not special. Every Christian out there has this ability to pray for people and to pray for their nation, pray for their leaders, to pray for God's presence to literally come in the midst with eternity into our White House and our United Nations, and to cleanse these false religions like, Sabbatean Judaism and Islam and all these religions, to cleanse them of their ignorance and their vileness so that God can come through. So my witness is, if you want to pray for somebody, don't just pray to discern what's wrong. Pray that God's presence heals them by visualizing that it's God and asking God, because he's the only one that can heal. I mean, I can give a couple of supplements that are going to help epigenetically, but the healer is God. I mean, he's a fisherman. We carry the bait bucket, right?
Yep.
And I want people to understand that. So, and when we have these sign gifts, it's that the other things we say, because we are in the presence of the Most High, and we're not perfect, by the way. I'm a screw up. I'm God's screw up. But because I've seen the source of evil, which is to do anything other than the will of God, I know what good and evil is. I don't have any vague idea. That's why a lot of, quote, good things on earth are actually satanic. And I'll give you a concrete example that most people don't aware about, but we talked about in your video a month or so ago. When the Green Dragon Pub had a number of high-level Masons meeting to form the U.S. Constitution, although they were godly principles, it was framed with the blue light of Lucifer. In other words, Luciferic power of dialectics and control was used to create the U.S. Constitution. Now, most people get offended by that because they don't understand. It says, do not be surprised that Lucifer himself can transform himself to an angel of light. Satan can quote scripture faster than a Baptist pastor. He took Jesus to the high part of the temple and saying, hey, if you worship me, I will give you all these kingdoms. He said, if you jump off here, don't worry, the angels will get you so you won't even bruise your heel. What Satan's saying is, I'm the greatest intellect of the physical world. He's the Kronos, or the Time Master. Because only in time can evil, greed, and power exist. Where God exists, there is no past and there is no future. To God, everything is now. And when you go to heaven, there can be no unforgiveness. There can be no evil. There can be no planning for a future, because heaven is always now. People need to know that. Heaven doesn't have a future. It's always now. There's no limitation of experiences, and there's no degradation. There's no, you know, eating something and gaining weight or having some horrible disease happen 10,000 years after you get to heaven. It never happens, because it's the eternal now. People need to grasp that. So if they do, they start to understand why God created everything and every moment that ever could have existed. Even with Lucifer trying to literally twist God's creation and pervert it, everything exists because the mind of God allows it to be. Amazing, isn't it?
Yes, it really is.
So well, I want that, you to kind of to expand on that, because you did some really amazing things with these miracles, but you also explained how America, if it doesn't continue repenting after the Trumpence of God, which I think God says got a sense of humor, we will, America, be the seat of the satanic power of the second beast, and an American future president will be the beast dictator of Earth. And I know this is a fact, and I spoke 18 years ago with the Prophecy Club to 42 cities in Israel. I'm the only one on Earth saying this. I'm not a one. I am the only one. Because they always want to think America is going to be great. Yeah, it can be great if we continue to have and pray for our President Trump. He stays on track, which is he's a good man, and it can be led. But we don't want to be led by satanic power or affiliates that advise him to do things that are bad. But we need to understand that America, if it turns, will become the most evil nation that has ever existed on Earth. Will it? Won't it?
Yes, well, Bible prophecy gives us insight into the past and the present and the future.
Right.
And as you say, with God, everything is now. There's no past, present, or future. What we call the future is as though it's happening right now, so God can tell us what it is.
He has what's called now omniscience of everything that was or will be. To him is just now.
That is right. And what we have not yet experienced, he's telling us what that experience is going to be.
Right. So how does this tie in with your work? Because I really believe that, you know, there's a vast cloud of what I call the bride. You know, they talk about 12,000 times 12,000, which is 144,000. It's not an absolute number. It's an uncountable number of believers that are going to become the bride, literally witnesses for God, that Jesus, Yeshua, is coming back for to be his bride at the time of the end. And guess what? We're getting ready. I can see our garments spiritually getting ready. I can see us getting ready with our ready for this great epiphany of understanding of our collective oneness. I can see us getting ready to understand the nature of the importance of America as being a Christian nation, not turning evil.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient, with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
So, Jonathan, I'm going to make a bold statement here. There's a vast cloud of Christians that are now witnessing to the body of believers. Many of them are, by the way, not really going to church. Some of them call themselves atheists or, you know, heavy metal rockers, whatever. But their spirit's starting to be tweaked by something. And they may be even Muslims, and they're going to the mosque regularly and sticking their butt in the air and playing prayers to Allah. And some of them are living in these countries like these Muslims that were totally shocked when they persecuted this gentleman and he had to leave to another part of Africa. And then their women were having nightmares about, after assaulting this girl, doing a genital mutilation, and she dying after going into coma, of blood everywhere. And when their husbands came back to them, they realized the only way they got peace is they had peace with God. And the world is going to go through convulsions shortly. Now, I'm going to give them specific time signs to watch. The first one is that is virtually certain that during the first or second term of Donald Trump, you will have a peace treaty in the Middle East. And the reason is, if you don't have a peace treaty with Russia, which is now in there with Iran and Hezbollah, you're going to have war. And if you have war, you're going to have Armageddon immediately and worldwide thermonuclear destruction. So I guarantee you that probably happened before 2020. And the first day that it can be sanctified by rabbinic law from Zafed, which is the cities north of the Sea of Gennesaret, where the Kohenic Council of the Sanhedrin meets, which has been reconstituted. The only day that it can be done where it can be resanctified is with the ashes of the red heifer is on Sukkot. Now, if you time out the days from Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles, which is, by the way, the same birth date as Adam and Yeshua Jesus, if you actually study it rabbinically and historically and look at the time-date difference between the birth date of John the Baptist, who was born on Peshawar Passover, Jesus' birthday was on Sukkot, and so was Adam's. And we now, this last year, which will end this coming September, have the end of the last Shemitah or Jubilee or wipeout year since Adam, the 120th. Isn't that interesting? So yes. It's my feeling that we are close. I can't give you a date, but I can tell you the signs that when Donald Trump and Mr. Vladimir Putin, the thug of Russia, because remember, I was putting down all those other. Attempted thugs wanting to take over his kind of like, you know, like a Russian mafia don. That's what he is. Of the eighth largest, you know, the largest country on earth, 1/8 of the actual landmass of the planet is in Russia. It's a big damn country and very rich, which is why the czars and czarinas, and I found out something interesting, that Mr. Vladimir Putin is the illegitimate descendant of the Romanovs. Did you know that he actually is descended from the czars and czarinas?
That's interesting.
Isn't it interesting? Which is why he was against, of course, the communists, and he learned it came through the KGB, but this is not a stupid guy. This guy is, like, really, really dangerously smart. He's a little guy, but he's a black belt and all kinds of, you know, Brazilian jiu-jitsu and other things. This guy doesn't drink vodka. And I remember a joke years ago, the reason why single malt liquor was developed for the Scottish and why the Russians got vodka is so they wouldn't rule the world. But guess what? Vladimir Putin, descended from the Romanovs, doesn't drink vodka. So he's a scary lad.
Very interesting.
Isn't it? Now, I can tell you that peace treaty is coming. Now, can you expand on that? Because from 1,230 days from that is actually Yom Kippur, when the sacrifice will be cut off. And 30 days later is the 1,260th day, halfway through the 7 years, which is Pesach, when the 5 months of dark of danger happens, when the fields turn white and death will flee from them. And it starts the last half of that 7 years, which ends the 2,520th day, which is Yom Teruah. In Hebrew, it means the Feast of the Long Blowing or Trumpets. And that means the 7 years is going to start really soon. My guess is before 2020, under Donald Trump's first term. I can't be certain about that, but it sure as heck looks like it. Because if it doesn't happen, we're in for some deep, bad things happening with us and Russia.
I believe these bad things have started to happen.
Yeah.
Now, I must bring in an ingredient that most people are missing. I know you're awake to it, Dr. Bill.
Right.
The fact is, with what Putin is doing, the Vatican is pushing him. Now, it was after...
They're pushing him indirectly, or they're pushing him directly? Because I know that although they're not overtly connecting the Orthodox Church, which, by the way, he's so-called a leader, he doesn't travel anywhere except with an Orthodox, Russian Orthodox leader of the Church with him, doesn't he?
That's right. We can get into that after.
We need to get back into this, because people need to understand, Vladimir Putin is a player at the end times.
Yes.
Yeah. Like Ezekiel 38:39, am I against you, O Gog, chief prince of Meshech, Tubal, and Rosh? That's Russia.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You gotta let me go. Are we human? Or are we dancer? My sign is vital. My hands are cold. And I'm on my knees looking for the answer. Are we human? Or are we dancer?
Let's get into some of these interesting facts. Now, Turkey is a major player. You mentioned on the break that since the Second World, that Turkey's been literally, in a sense, the capital of the, if you want to call it, the Muslim Caliphate. And with Erdogan, with the largest palace on earth, and his blackmailing Europe about dropping millions of refugees on them, he's adding more and more to his palace, which is literally the largest palace ever built in human history. So, with Fethullah Gulen, which the CIA and tried to do a regime change last summer, I think it was July, Erdogan is now allied with the Russians. He's allied with Iranians and with Syrians, because he previously was aligned in even opening up corridors to let ISIS and ISIL actually exchange oil and sell to the G20 nations through a corridor through Turkey. And now, since this regime change attempt by CIA and the West, he's firmly in the hands with the Russians and the Iranians and Syrians, isn't he?
Oh yes, absolutely.
And he wants to re-exert this so-called idea of a Muslim caliphate in Istanbul. Although a lot of people are saying, including, I'm trying to remember the name of the gentleman who considers himself the lineal blood descendant of Muhammad, that wants to be the head of the caliphate, because their belief system, and supported by his friend, because Gulen was also trying to claim that he was going to be the final Mahdi, or the hidden Mahdi, that Erdogan's friend, who's been claiming this for decades, that he is the final Mahdi and going to set up the caliphate, in fact said he would collaborate with the Jews to set up a caliphate in Jerusalem, in Al-Quds, which the Iranians call Al-Quds, or their final capital place in East Jerusalem on the Temple Mount. And literally, it's interesting, it's right at the Mount of Olives, where I've been in Tom Hess's House of Prayer. So things are really starting to wind up, aren't they?
Oh, yes, we're in, into the end of time events now.
You got a couple of facts you connected here. Now, the story that I've been told in the past, which you say is maybe not correct, is that that the land of Gog is the land of Turkey. Now, Turkey is east of Hungary. And, of course, the Hungarians call the land of Gog of the land of Gog and Magog. And that probably deals with the Turks. The Turks, though, for many centuries have been the head of the Muslim caliphate and the head of all of the Islamic nations, haven't they?
That is right, yes. And Turkey, Erdogan in Turkey a few months ago, when he sent a whole contingent of soldiers into northern Syria, he announced publicly that this is the beginning of the third caliphate. And this is a sign to the world on the 500th anniversary of the second caliphate established, that this is now a sign to the world that we're getting ready to establish the third caliphate. That's what he announced to the world.
Now, by the way, they have a license to make Amon Abrams tanks and aircraft, and that they have the fourth largest standing army on the planet and one of the largest air forces. There are no slouches, including insulate air base, which we use in the Middle East to project into the Middle East in Turkey. The Turks are a very power center for Islam. In fact, if you want to talk about the most powerful military Islamic nation on the earth, it's Turkey for sure, isn't it?
Yes, it's Turkey. No question about it.
Right.
Turkey actually is a more powerful nation than most people have ever suspected, and becoming stronger by the day.
Yeah, it has a bigger standing military force than any nation in Europe, including Germany, France, and Britain.
That is right.
That's pretty big.
Yes. And its ambitions are big.
Right.
It aims to be the center of a world government under Islam.
And now with the Hiraj that you've pointed out, this is likely to become a major sticking point for setting up the caliphate, because in order to have peace, Turkey is going to have to be involved, which means the caliphate is tied directly to the Jews restarting their blood sacrifice. And the Jews want to do it. They just last fall or late summer, they finally found the final steps to set up the full Sanhedrin. So they have the full Sanhedrin now. They have the ashes of the red heifer. They have all the implements to actually do a sacrifice. And it doesn't have to be. It could be a synagogue or a temple in the wilderness like the one that Moses had. It doesn't have to be at a formal large new brick building or stone building at all. So they could literally set this up overnight, couldn't they?
Well, prophecy says that Turkey is going to make its headquarters right there in Jerusalem.
Right, when he's actually said this. In fact, I don't remember his colleague's name, who claims to be the blood descendant and is the Mahdi. But there are two claimers to that title of the Mahdi. One is Fethullah Gulen in America. The other is his cohort that's in Turkey that supports Erdogan's government, and Erdogan supports him in setting up this caliphate. Do you remember what his name is?
It eludes me for the moment, but I know what you're saying, yes.
Yeah. He is the final Mahdi, according to the Muslims. And, of course, Turkey being the most powerful nation, one of the things that got Libya in trouble and Muammar Gaddafi was that he wanted to set up a gold standard and a banking exchange system with all the Muslim nations, because their version of banking is completely different than Western banking. It's against their law to charge interest. Did you know that?
Yes, that's right.
So the banking system that Muslims nations do, believe it or not, is biblically more accurate in terms of ancient rabbinic and Hebrew law than our modern banking system, which uses usury.
Oh, yes. Absolutely true.
Isn't that bizarre? Now, it's like, here are these guys, the satanic religion of Islam, is actually adheres to principles of ancient Hebrew banking that would be acceptable to God than modern banking. That's weird.
Yeah, it's very, very interesting. Now there is something that we can get into. It's going to take more than just the time we have.
Right.
That Islam actually has a twofold role in world history and in the coming future.
Right.
What is planned for evil against those who are faithful to the Lord God.
Right.
Islam is going to come and protect those people against their enemies who are in the West, who are taking charge of the world. In fact, it's interesting that it has a role of protecting the saved, those who are in Christ, and destroying those who want to use it as a tool against the world.
Yes, now, very similar to what you pointed up previously about the tonsure, about those with the sun-type haircut, and they were, members of the Catholic sun worshippers on Sunday.
That's
And that's interesting, and it protected the Protestants. In fact, if it wasn't for the Muslim invasion that came through Turkey, most of the Protestant Reformation in Europe would never have occurred. Isn't that true?
That's true. And there's bigger dimensions to this that we haven't covered, Dr. Bull. Maybe we can do it on another broadcast.
Another broadcast and also videos, because you do some... If you could put pictures together like you did in the other one, that would be amazing.
Well, it's perhaps worth considering, yes.
Yeah, you did a really wonderful job of that.
Now, one thing I'd like to mention, I was going to raise it, is that behind all these events, whether it be in Russia, Turkey, the Middle East, America, wherever you are, the Vatican is the unseen player who's manipulating and pulling the strings. And in all these events, all the wars that are now being waged, and there's quite a few of them, and all the wars that are now being planned are in the hands of the Vatican. Their men are, their strategists are working out their plans, and they're working through the powers of the world. As a matter of fact, the leaders of Europe all came together some time ago, and a spokesman for them said, "We are all Jesuits."
Now, by the way, I know there's an actual division, you mentioned this before, of cardinals that have actually converted to Islam.
And, oh, yeah.
And you mentioned this also. I would think that behind the scenes, there's actually direct representations between the Vatican and this Jesuit, Pope. And the senior members not only of Islam, but also of Vatican's government because of their plan to set up the Mahdi and set up a peace treaty. Because right now, at the same time, the Vatican is buying up or getting land from Israel and acquiring more, quote, religious properties and sites than ever before in history.
Yes, the Vatican plans to take Jerusalem and make it a capital itself. Islam's doing the same, but Islam, is once it's done its job for Rome, is going to be dispensable.
Right.
And it's going to come to its end. But this is associated, of course, with the seven plagues mentioned in Revelation chapter 16.
Right, so in other words, when the Vatican's finished with the Islamic nations, Europe and America will burn them with nuclear fire. Is what you're saying.
Absolutely. And then the Vatican will take Jerusalem from Turkey.
Yeah, that's their plan, isn't it?
That's their plan.
Yeah.
And the biblical prophecy, Revelation, says it's going to succeed for a short time, but that time will not last very long. After hundreds of years of maneuvering and planning, the Vatican Jesuits, who are the agents of Rome, to get their other agents busy... And Rome stays in the background so that she is looked upon as being a friendly, smiling power. The people who get the blame will be the Muslims, the Jews, everybody who's not Vatican will get the blame, but they have been used by the Vatican to do the dirty work so the Vatican can come out on top.
Right. In fact, I think they wanted some of the places we talked about in previous shows were the Cenaculum, which is the upper house where Jesus had his final supper. There's various, original churches in Jerusalem, some of them fairly simple, but they're actually original church buildings there. And the Vatican wants all these properties, don't they?
Oh, they do. They want all those properties, and they want to set up their throne in the old city of Jerusalem itself.
Right, right. Yeah, that's amazing, isn't it? The scheme is overspanning so many centuries, too.
The Jesuit organization of the Vatican actually is the most knowledgeable and clever and strategically successful organization in the world.
Now, this is something that we mentioned previously that people have to grasp. When they see policies, they have to watch out for PNAC or Project of the New American Century type of Republican policies. You have to see globalist policies like I call the demon rats and the republic rats. But 34 of the advisors, including many of the people that Donald Trump has around him, have gone through Jesuit universities. So you have to understand that if you're a Jesuit, you have a speed dial number to contact the Pope and his surrounding associates, and you can contact him and make representations to his intel agency and to his long arms of tentacles of control. They're everywhere, including the International Monetary Fund indirectly is controlled by the Vatican. People need to know that the IMF is Vatican-controlled, isn't it? That's why Tony Blair turned Catholic. People say, well, why? It was just because his wife is Catholic? No. He had to be Catholic to work for the Vatican that controls the Rothschilds, who have the currency of the euro. It even has a euro stamp of the Rothschild family, but the Rothschilds, as I say, it's one thing to own all the money in the world. It's another thing to own the bankers that own the money. So
oh, yes.
The owner of the bankers is the Vatican. How's that?
That is right. The owner of the bankers is the Vatican. And in America, the CIA was set up by the Vatican. The Central Intelligence Agency really is the Catholic Intelligence Agency, because the information is siphoned onto the Vatican when it's collected.
Well, the operation to actually transplant the organization of the intelligence from Nazi Germany to America with the OSI was done through the Vatican. The Vatican actually set up the transfer of the technicians not only for the space program, but the intel agencies that became the guts of the CIA later, and later the spin-off of the NSA, all came from the Vatican, aren't they? And the Vatican transfer, because the Vatican had direct relationships with the Nazi German government. They couldn't operate these so-called work camps. And people have to understand it, by the way. These were not, quote, primarily death camps. They were work camps, and they couldn't get their people out. In fact, we've had Barry Chumish on the program, because the labor Zionists didn't want to have these people, the religious Jews, going to the Middle going to Israel. They wanted them to die in work camps. And by the way, at work camps, because you don't get work out of people you're starving to death or trying to kill. Okay? So people need to know, yes, they killed a lot of gypsies and disabled people and mentally ill people and lots of other people of different groups that were considered anathema to the German Reich. But the Germans wanted to get them out. In fact, they sent a ship to William Lyon Mackenzie King, the Canadian Prime Minister. He sent them back to die in a work camp in the Netherlands. People need to start grasping here. The U.S. President, which I think at that time was Roosevelt, right? He sent, I think it was more than one ship was sent back that arrived in U.S. ports to go back to Germany to die in their work camps. Did you know that?
Yes, that's what happened.
People need to know that. They need to know this stuff. The history has been completely wiped by the regular policy, and people don't know that. They're not aware of this stuff. They know that the George Bush Sr.'s father funded the Nazi Germans because he was a banker, and he even got charged and had to pay $1.5 million fine, but he never spent a day in jail. That's George Bush Sr.'s father.
Yeah, yeah. Now, when it comes to the Federal Reserve Bank also, it's not part of the American government. It was set up by the Vatican.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, when taxes are paid, a good proportion of that is siphoned off and transferred from the Federal Reserve to the Vatican.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Then the Bank of America is owned by the Vatican.
Right.
People just don't know this. And to set up
and indirectly, even the banks in Canada, they're owned by the Queen. People don't understand that the Queen is a proxy for the Vatican.
Yes, that is right.
And people don't know that, do they? They're not aware of it.
People don't know, but they should be aware of it, yes.
Right.
Now, getting back to the Federal Reserve Bank, there were people who were opposing the setting up of this, and they had to be got rid of. Now,
right.
This was a long-term plan, and it was very expensive, but to do it, the Titanic was built. And
right.
And this is very well documented. The Titanic actually was built as a death ship, all planned. The ship that could not sink was already planned as a death ship for those who were opposing the setting up of the Federal Reserve Bank. And
right.
Lord Astor was one of the prominent men. He one of the richest men in the world.
Right. All the rich people that opposed it were actually on it. And even the design of the bulkheads guaranteed the bulkheads wouldn't stop water from flowing from one bulkhead to another to make it sink.
Yes.
All by design, believe it or not, in the engineering of the actual ship built in Ireland.
That's right. And just before the ship sailed from England, a Jesuit priest came on board to confer with the captain. The Jesuit priest was unloaded at Ireland as the ship passed Ireland, and then went on to do its job, and the captain...
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science. Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Ship, Titanic, in the history. Please continue, Jonathan.
Yes. When the Titanic left, actually, before the Titanic left, all of these wealthy people were invited to come on the maiden voyage of this unsinkable ship. Right. Unsinkable being in quotes. Among these was Lord Astor, one of the richest men in the world and one of the greatest opponents of the setting up of the Federal Reserve Bank in America. He was against this.
Right.
The Vatican was planning it. Now, what happened was that the death ship was built. The opponents of the Federal Reserve Bank were all invited on as important people to enjoy this maiden voyage.
Right.
And just before the ship left Britain, a Jesuit priest came on board and conferred with the captain. After he had been conferring for some time, the ship pulled to Ireland to let him off and then continued on its journey.
Wow.
And then as it continued, the captain knew that he had a mission to perform. He was going to be a sacrifice. He was a willing sacrifice because he believed in what he was doing, and he was going to sacrifice the ship with himself. And this would bring the end to the opposition against the Federal Reserve Bank. And as the Titanic went down, the signals were not SOS signals coming from it. Other ships could have come to the rescue, but the wrong signals were given because the captain was in charge of everything that was taking place. And he and the boat went down. Very few survivors came out of that, but the people who had to be dead were dead.
Yeah, isn't that amazing, too? And even probably the way that they managed to fill the lifeboats, because there were a limited number of lifeboats, you would figure that the wealthy people like the Astors would survive, but they didn't. No. And most of these people, their opponents, were purposely left on the ship some way or other. I mean, I heard literally, this is a joke, that they're rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. They probably were actually having a private dinner with the ultra-wealthy while the ship... And what I heard also is that, and I heard this from my father-in-law, who was a merchant marineman during the Second World War, you know, Teddy Fiander. And yes. Teddy went back and forth to Europe many, many dozens of times. And he said they even followed the U-boats all the way even to the English Bay in Newfoundland. People need to know that, the U-boats.
Yep.
That the... And he said that, for example, they would have seen this iceberg, and the turn-in radius of the ship didn't turn at the proper time to be able to avoid it, because 10% of it is above the water and 90% is below the water. So that the captain had to know that you have to turn at a certain time, or you're not going to avoid the iceberg under the ice, which is going to hit the bulkheads. And of course, what happened is the bulkheads were not designed to be total isolationist. So if you drive a spike of this giant, and again, it's ice 9, because when it's super compressed, it's really hard. It's like hard as you know, some of the hardest igneous rock. It's not like normal ice. This is a different crystal structure, and it made it sink because one bulkhead filled with the others, and the others, and before you know it, the whole ship was twisting, listing, and tilting, and ready to really break the ship up into pieces. It didn't go down in one piece. It broke up into pieces, believe it or not. Didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Yeah, and Teddy told me all about this. Many, many years ago, exactly how it went down, he knew it was set up as an actual disaster or death ship. So what you say today is amazing. Amazing you know this stuff. Jonathan, we got to do some more videos. We'll see you back here in 2 weeks, but let's do some video before then on whatever topics. These are amazing topics to cover. Thank you.
Okay. Well, God bless you, Bill.
God bless everyone out there listening and praying.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.